I'm not much for reading comic strips. But now be honest. How many of you read Ziggy? Oh, wow, there's a few. I mean, you have to do this kind of stuff. Get it up there. He's a little short, chubby guy. Sunday, he comes in the house, fishbowl sitting on a stand, and the fish jumps out of there and does a flip-flop, and little Ziggy said, I'm happy to see you too. Well, if there's any realism in comic strips, I would imagine that Ziggy comes out with some things that are the most realistic. I mean, he says some things that you can apply to life. He says some things, though, just one line caption that can give us food for thought. And we see Ziggy several months ago in a past issue. He's laying out under a shade tree. And I quote his words. He said, I've been here and I've been there. I've been up and I've been down. I've been around and I've been about. But not once, not even once, have I been where it's all at. When you read our text today, I imagine that Paul could relate to Ziggy. A man of God who is serving God with all of his heart. And he's been beaten. He's been shipwrecked. He's been left for dead. He's been ridiculed. And I could go on and on of all the things that happened to this man of God. And Ziggy maintains that I've been everywhere that I know to be. But I've never been where it's at. Now, Paul was different. In all the travels of Paul and all that had happened to Paul, Paul was able to express that in God, whatever happened, I'm happy with it. Oh, how hard it is for we, even as those who love God, for the things that come upon us, the ridicule and all the things that happen, and then to say, regardless of what happened, I'm confident. I'm confident that in adversity, I'm confident in all that has happened to me. I'm confident in whatever people say. I'm confident that God's still on the throne and that God still loves me. So many times I hear these words, preacher, why? And I must fetch up. I don't know. I don't know why. Why that in God's permissible will, He lets things happen that happen. But there's one thing that I do know, that if God permits it to happen, it's got to be right, and God can use it. And when I see those who are in dire sickness, and they talk to me, they say things like this, and I quote, Eunice has said it, and others have said it, several have said it to me, I've been closer to God since I've not been well than I've ever been in my life. They are the happiest times of our life. And why? Because in the permissible will of God, God's grace is sufficient. And he says to Paul, we're not told what this infirmity is. We're not told what this thorn in the flesh was. And I'm glad we're not, because if we were told, that would be the only thing that you and I would relate to. But since we do not know, we can use our sicknesses and our sorrows and our grief and all the things that happen to us as a thorn that's in our flesh. And we don't like it. And I don't blame you for not liking it. But you know, when Paul went to God, I believe God was saying to Paul, Paul, I know that thorn's in the flesh. I put it there. Now I hear preachers say, God never does nothing to you. God permits it to happen because Paul said that the thorn in his flesh was from God. It was a gift, but it was for a purpose. It was not a curse, it was a blessing to him. Because Paul said, in my flesh, and it'll keep me humble. You know what, my friend? Sickness and heartache will always keep us humble. Paul said God didn't want me to be puffed up with pride. The day that the child of God is filled with pride is the day that the child of God becomes useless. And I believe that Paul is saying in so many words, if you read the Greek, God did me a great favor. Oh no, I didn't appreciate it. In fact, I called upon God. I called upon God 3 times to remove it. But finally God said, and God will always answer you. Don't give up. God has the answer. And he said to Paul, Paul, I'll not remove that thorn. I give it to you for a purpose, but I'll tell you what I do. You bear the thorn, and I'll give you grace sufficient to come through it all. You know, it's easy to say, God will see you through. We say that as preachers. We say that as preachers. And it's true. God withholdeth nothing good from those that love him. And God will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able to stand. In our sickness, in our sorrows, God's grace is sufficient. Know how we need to realize that, because God, when he permits us to bear a thorn, he always gives us grace sufficient. But to say it for hope, God will see you through. You know what's valuable? Is to look back at the many crises that we have faced in our lives, and to be able to say what Paul said at the end of the day, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith, I finished the course, and there is laid up for me a treasure, a jewel, a crown, but not to me only, but to all those who love the appearing of God, to be able to say, God has seen me through it. That's what's valuable. Not just that God can, but that God has saw us through. So I'm glad that we're not told, because I would not want to relate to the thorn of Paul's flesh, because I'll tell you sitting right here today, there are many that have thorns of some kind in their lives. But I say to you today, standing on the Word of God and from personal experience, my friend, that there is nothing that can overtake you, that God is not stronger and bigger and more able to take care of it than anything else in the world. Yes, pain and hurt, they're not strangers to any of us. Many struggle with the pain of some ailment that we've carried for years. Some of the grief that has taken us fast. A word that knocked us off of our feet momentarily. A word we never wanted to hear. A word we wish we'd never heard. But now we've heard it in our lives, and it sort of hurts us. No, we're not strangers, my friends, to pain. But I'll tell you, many times we're strangers to the love of God concerning it. And I'll tell you why. Many times we get like Paul. Do you not think that Paul was sincere when he went to God, a child of God, and he said to God, he begged him to remove that ailment, that thorn, whatever that it was. He begged him to remove. Don't you think he was serious? Of course he was serious. And he stayed on God. And he asked God again, and he asked God again. He was persistent. But when God said to him, Paul, my grace is sufficient. You know what? Now they say in Galatians chapter 4, I believe it is, that Paul relates that again. That's not true. Paul was not relating to that thorn in his flesh. In fact, from that minute on, Paul never again relates to that thorn in his flesh. But I'll tell you what he does. He takes that thorn with him wherever he goes, and he serves God. And my friend, even when you have a thorn, a sickness, a sorrow, an ailment, we can still serve God. A cardiac surgeon, Dr. Christian Bernard, was speaking of a 7-year-old girl when he was in Africa. And she was brought to the clinic, and there was only 2 compartments in her heart where there should have been 4. And as she was there, he went to visit her, and he said to her, what is wrong with you, love? And her word to him is, my heart is sick. And isn't this the cry of the world today, not only in the church, outside the church, but the cry of the world, that our hearts are sick? It seems like the world is folded down on us, and we don't know why this happened or why that happened, and we begin to indulge to think about it and to meditate upon it until it literally gets us down. Amen? I believe the songwriter said it like this. Take your what? Take your burdens to the Lord and what? That's the last part. Oh, we take them to the Lord. We take them to the Lord. But we need to leave them there. Oh, preacher, if you only knew. Well, I believe I've had some, but maybe not like yours. But I want to say to you, the same God that touches hearts and heals those hearts is able to heal yours today. He is still God and He is still able. And this is the cry of the church. We cry from a broken heart, from a loss, from a lack of fellowship with God. We begin to cry out to God because we're in pain. And Paul understood knowledge, had knowledge of pain. He knew what pain was. But he heard God's word. My grace is sufficient. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about if you got a headache, God's grace is sufficient. It's talking about if you've been in prison for something you didn't do, God's grace is sufficient. It's talking about when you're falling in that pit that you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that God's grace is sufficient. It's talking about at the brink of war that we're sitting on now, that if we're living, God's grace is sufficient. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation, God's grace is sufficient. Not only in the world, but in your life personally. God's grace is sufficient. And Paul sought God's grace, and this implies something to me. It tells me of God's presence and God's concern with us. Oh, folks, we as Christians, not only young people, but adults alike, who know God, love God, have studied God's Word, oh, we have taken God so far off sometimes. But Paul spoke as of the presence when he sought God, that God was present in the life of Paul. And he utilized that thing that we utilize when something happens. It's called prayer. You know what? Hurt, sorrow, suffering, and sickness is the greatest push there is to prayer. For when these things happen, we definitely know how to get a hold of God. But you know what? We should know how to get a hold of God even when we're well. Amen? God does not deal with everyone alike. And if God permits a problem to persist, we need to say to God something like this. God, I pray. I pray that you'll take whatever it is away. I know you can do it. But God, if you permit it to stay in my life, then God, I pray that you'll give me grace every moment of every day in my life to overcome it. Even with the ailment, even with the sorrow, whatever it is, God, I want others to see Jesus in my life. I believe that is what Jesus would have us to do. And so God permitted Paul to hold the thorn, and if you'll read the Bible, you'll find, my friend, that it was the greatest thing that Paul could have because it moved him on in his ministry. And what a ministry he had. But not only did it move Paul in his ministry, it served to be glory to God. God used it that from this man's life, multitudes of people came to know this God who had given Paul that thorn and said to him, keep it. But in keeping it, serve. What is your thorn today? Oh, yeah. Probably the majority of us have a thorn. We have a situation. We have a problem. Maybe it's physical. But my friend, God still cares about us. Paul was able to say this with his thorn to the Lord. Who is able, or what is able, to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? And he was able to answer that for everyone who heard him ask the question. I am persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, folks, now, believe me, I know she won't mind. I know Eden's got cancer. But you know, when I talked to a doctor in the hall, you know his words to me was, longer than 6 months, preacher. Now, that's the first time I've ever said that. How long has it been? And you know why? Because God's grace is sufficient. God knows what cancer is. He loves us. He's concerned. And God is able to touch. And God is able to take care of it if we would be dependent. But so many times what we do is we say, oh God, why me? Why me? And that's a good cry to God. But after we have got done asking God why, we need to ask for God's help. I remember singing some song that a lady wrote. A lady who at the age of 6 weeks old, because of a medical mistake, was blinded. She had about to see the peaks of those mountains with the snow cap. She never got to see the rainbow with all its beauty or the flowers that God arrays. But with her thorn, and oh, what a thorn that is. Fanny Crosby wrote over 6,000 hymns. And in those hymns she expressed the love of God, the concern of God, the help of God, the contentment in God, the peace of God. And songs like Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Songs, my friend, that thrill our hearts, that tell us about God. Listen to this one. Safe in the arms of Jesus, she wrote. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast. There by His love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Blind, but in that blindness, God's grace was sufficient for her to see with her mind the things she never seen with her eyes, to feel in her heart the things, my friend, that God had put there that she might rejoice in them. Blessed assured, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. And then she wrote this song. Oh, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm blind. I've got a thorn. But, oh, God, when you're blessing, bless me too. And God did. Oh, what a joy when we have a thorn that God is there to help us. She never did see the turmoil of the waves of the sea. But in her mind, she had these words pinned down. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Amen. Yes, she had a thorn. A thorn, but God was able to help her with this thorn. Able to give her grace sufficient to love God and love God and keep on loving God, though she never saw again. Oh, my friend. Paul said that this thorn that he had, and I believe that the New International Version of the Bible says it a little better than my Scofield said it. Paul said this, according to New International, and I agree with that. I delight in weakness. I delight in insult. I delight in hardship. I delight in persecution. I delight in difficulties. Why in the world could a man relate and delight in those things? Because, he went on and answered why. Because when I am weak, then am I strong. You know what he was saying? When I come to the end of all my strength and resources and all of my endurance and all of my patience, then the power and the patience and the love of God takes over. Amen? That almost makes you shout, doesn't it? In other words, Paul's saying, yeah, I got a thorn. But with this thorn, I know something. I need God. Amen? And Paul said, I rejoice in these things that I might have the love and the presence of God. Let me go on and close here. When I lose my capabilities, God becomes a reality in my life. Like a shawl that we put on our shoulder to protect us from the chill. The power of Christ rests on the believer to see us through these difficulties. And you know, in the midst of blindness and cancer and all of these things, we can still sing that old favorite little hymn, Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Oh, my, 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 my. Listen what Paul said to the Romans. With the thorn in his flesh. For we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. And gave himself for us. More than conquerors. You know, I remember the words of Jesus, what he said. I fought with him for a long time. Jesus said, the things that I do, you shall do also, and more than this. I go to the Father. Now, when I think about that, I said, now wait. No one could really be more than Jesus. He called the blind to see, the lame to walk. He raised the dead. No man's ever done that. How could that be true? What Jesus was saying, that we as a church, as a child of God, thorn or no thorn, have the privilege of not only winning a few in 3.5 years, but we have a ministry that can win a world for God. We can do more than he did because our capabilities and our membership continues to grow, and we can win them for God. But you know what, folks? I pray we will never let a thorn, a handicap, cease us from saying to God, oh God, I'm not going to serve you no more until you take this thorn away. All let us pray to God and say, God, we will do more than you when we forget about the thorn, depend upon the grace of God, and go into the world and tell the world about Jesus. That's what Paul did. He went into the world and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. In the face of adversity, sickness, loneliness, bereavement, we must rely upon the strength of God. When we're in a dark place, God must be the light that we're able to see our way. I'll close with three things that I've written down that we must do. First, we need to acknowledge the pain. It's not a sin to say to God, God, I beg you to heal me. It's not sin. It's not wrong. Many times God says we have not because we ask. But it is wrong to say to God, God, if you're not willing to serve in healing me, I'm not going to serve you. No, that's wrong. What is right of acknowledging the pain and saying, God, give me grace sufficient. Secondly, in that pain, be aware of God's presence. I want to tell you now, and I'm not boasting, I hold God to his promise. He promised me he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And when he does, he's a liar. But he never has. He never will. Because God keeps his promise. So in our problem, recognize God's presence. And lastly, accept his power on your behalf. Depend upon God, and if God says he'll do it, God will do it. If you say to God, God, I'm going to move on, move on. God's grace is sufficient. And when we have accomplished those three things, acknowledge the pain, be aware of God's presence, rely upon his power, then we can go back to what Ziggy said, but not once, not even once have I been where it's at. You and I will be able to say, sorry, Ziggy, for we are where it's at. Now, good God. Amen. Oh God, this morning, I'm not a mind reader, but you are. And we know the thoughts of those today who are not well, who have a problem that no one knows about, or we think they don't. But God, you do. And I pray today that as we have prayed before, that we will call upon you, dear God, and beg you that you'll give grace sufficient. And we know you will because you promised. And I pray, dear God, that even in our ailments, in our sorrows and our depression, we will still let others see Christ living not only in us, but through us. God, touch our lives today, and if there's one here that does not know Christ the Savior, may this be the day. If you're dealing with a heart or any situation that needs to be taken care of, I pray, dear God, today will be the day. We leave it in your keeping, for it's in Christ's name that we ask it. And amen. As Brother Wilton, to Tony, Alba, just a verse of song. If you feel God dealing with your life, don't shut the door on God. Open up your heart and do God's bidding. What is that song? Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. Open up your heart and let the sun, S-O-N, come in. As we stand and sing, Brother Wilkins.